Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Katie is with me on the line today. Katie, tell listeners about the issue that you're having at the moment.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. We booked a trip to New Zealand last September to fly January 2024. So it's been and gone. But we were overcharged by €1,300 by eDreams and Air New Zealand. So I was kind of going between the two of them trying to get some kind of resolution. They eDreams booked us on the same flight three times. So we were charged three times for a flight that we didn't need.
This being the airline, so Katie, nowhere. Is it?
Sorry?
This is the airline, is it?
Yeah. So no, eDreams is a travel agent, okay. Sorry, and Air New Zealand is the airline. So I kind of went back and forth between the two of them. And Air New Zealand said, yeah, no problem, we'll give you a refund. But it has to come through eDreams. But eDreams were saying, oh, we've no record of that. You must have booked it yourself, which we didn't. So we were kind of going back and forth between the two and nobody would really take ownership of it. So I went, we got back in, before we left in November, I went to AIB and tried to do a chargeback. And they were like, it shouldn't be an issue. It's usually about 3 or 4 months. But we're in August now and I can't get an answer from anybody.
No joy. Do you mind if I ask, can you give us a ballpark roughly how much you're talking about?
€1,300.
Right, so it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, Katie.
Yeah, it is. Like, I feel like they're doing that thing where they get you to go around the houses that you'll just forget about it.
Yeah, well, you're not forget about €1,300 very easily now, for sure. Sinead Ryan is the presenter of The Home Show and consumer expert is with us on the line, Katie, as well. Sinead, what rights has Katie got in this case?
Good afternoon, Andrea and Katie. Well, what can I tell you, Andrea? Here we go again with flight refunds. Okay, so the first thing really I just would put out there is that eDreams and Love Holidays and many other travel agents like that belong to a specific class of travel agent called an OTA. In other words, they're not a bonded travel agent based in Ireland, which means that they don't necessarily have the same approach to customer service or the same facility to make refunds and act in a way that we would expect a travel agent to. So I would always say to people, very often they come up when you go into Skyscanner to do maybe a comparison, they'll come up across the page as a kind of click here for best value. Now, they are travel agents, but I probably get more complaints about booking through OTAs than I do about any other aspect of consumer, anything. I just avoid them personally myself. Now, these are the companies that drive Michael O'Leary potty, for instance. He would call them the bane of the travel industry. And the reason is because very often, you know, some of them can purport to, you know, have discount flights, discount holidays. And it's not always the case that that is so. On Katie's particular case, and I've spoken to a few industry experts about this over the weekend because I knew we were going to be chatting about it. And their view is it's certainly nothing to do with Air New Zealand. OK, it is absolutely not their fault. It's not their problem even. The issue is that you've used a booking agent to transfer this money. They are the ones that have the funds as a kind of the middleman. And it is they that would appear in error, and it's probably human error, and look, this stuff happens, booked you erroneously on flights or booked extra flights that you didn't need, okay? So it would seem to me that that is where the issue lies. Now, New Zealand Air are kind of probably saying to them, look, we got the money off you, we just booked what we were told to book, and they book seats, and then they would treat the people, the imaginary people who didn't need them, as no-shows.
Okay. So what can Katie do then?
So getting money back from Air New Zealand is going to be only done through eDreams. So eDreams will have to prove to Air New Zealand that they erroneously booked flights, they transferred the cash they shouldn't have, and wait for Air New Zealand to pay it back. That takes time. And because you're not dealing in Ireland or indeed in Europe, that can be a big problem. So my experts are telling me that because this is not a package holiday in the normal sense, it doesn't come in under the package, the EU package holiday.
It's just flights, isn't it, Katie?
Yeah, it's just flights, that's all.
Yeah. So when you book a package holiday, if you book flights and hotel and a car and all that kind of thing, then it's a package holiday and refunds are very, very quickly made. Your rights are very, very strong. Where you book flights only, this is where the problem lies. Now, it seems to me you have a couple of options. You've taken one, which is attempt the chargeback through AIB. Now, the issue with that might be you could be out of time, because when you make a chargeback, there's usually a limited period to make that report. Now, if they've held it up at their end, I would keep pushing there for sure. So that's if there's something fraudulent or a service not provided. And that may well be the option. It tends to be a little bit quicker where it's a credit card rather than a debit card, but it shouldn't be insurmountable. The only other option that I can see is to take it to the EU small claims process. Now, there's no point in doing that in Ireland because eDreams isn't based in Ireland. However, it does have an address in Spain, so it may well come in under the EU Claims Court. But again, it's an unwieldy process. It'll involve translation and documents. Look, it's going to be messy. I would stick with the chargeback, and I would keep hammering eDreams. Just keep bombarding them with emails and threats, because that might help get.
And what sort of response, Katie, just finally, have you had from the company?
Oh, it's real automated. Everything you're saying makes sense. It's like a script, so they're just copying and pasting the same thing over and over again. Sorry, madam, we don't have a record of this booking. We didn't book us. Sorry, madam, there is nothing we can do for you. You need to go to Air New Zealand. Air New Zealand said they had like a specific, this was a red flag afterwards. They're like, we have a specific customer resolution centre for eDreams. They know this, they can get in touch with us. We will refund the money back to them. They will refund it back to you. It's a process. But eDreams are just...
So you're going to stick with the cash back, or the chase and the money back. Is that the right way to call it? Is that the best option, I suppose?
Chargeback
is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. I thought, like, there's no dealing with eDreams. It's also automated.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, Sinead, isn't it, for customers?
Look, if you're going to book flights only, my advice is always just book directly with the airline. And you do have to be careful, Andrea. There's a lot of these operators that are doing what's called screen scraping. This is what Michael O'Leary has many of them in court over. And it's because the flight looks like a Ryanair website,
yeah,
but it's not.
Need to be.
So type into your URL, Ryanair.com, or type in Aer Lingus.com.
Okay, no, it's good advice, Sinead.
Only, and use a bonded Irish travel agent, a member of the ITAA, if you're booking a package.
Okay, all right. Listen, Sinead, thanks a million. Presenter of The Home Show and consumer expert here at News Talk as well. Thanks for joining us. And Katie, thanks a million for getting in touch. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.